Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Yes, sir. Your Tuesday drive. Well, it's sad to hear about Carrie Fisher. When they said she suffered a massive heart attack in that flight from London to L.A. Friday, it didn't sound real good, but they said she was stable, so it was kind of good news there. But she passed away this morning in L.A., only 60. Joining us to talk about her life and career, New York film critic, Drive Hall of Famer, our good friend Joe Neumeier. Joseph, how you doing?
I'm okay, Steve. I've had better days, though, of course. And I think everyone who's a movie fan, people who are Gen X age and older, obviously, are sad about Carrie Fisher. She was, you know, she was so terrific as a, obviously as a as an icon of movies. You know, whether you and I often riff a lot about, you know, the big sci-fi movies and the special effects stuff, but she was really more than that. She was a terrific essayist, a terrific novelist, a screenwriter, a very witty, funny presence.
She was hilarious, and yeah. I'm not, as you know, I'm not a Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I saw the first one, but I, so I didn't follow her career there, but as an author and screenwriter, as you said, and just funny as hell and very cool.
Very funny, and you know, she's sort of, I was thinking about her today when I heard about her passing, that she was sort of, she was the rarest thing, I think, that we have in American culture now, which is a public wit. You know, somebody like that, she could have hung out at the Algonquin Round Table in the 20s. She could have hung out at the, you know, at the Brown Derby in the 50s or something. Like, she was sort of a classic American type that we don't have anymore. And partly that's because of, you know, she obviously grew up the daughter of Debbie Reynolds around a lot of funny people and Hollywood people. But it was really something that was, she was literary and she was sharp. And you know, it's funny, you know, you mentioned that you don't watch the Star Wars movies, but even her small roles in things like When Harry Met Sally, which she's terrific in.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, she's got a very small role in Hannah and Her Sisters, which is my favorite Woody Allen film. But she's very much a part of that movie, of the fabric of it, because she fits right in. She's an urbane Manhattan chick who's pals with Diane Wiest, and she fits because she was so funny and such a survivor, right? The story she told with bravery and with humor about her troubles with bipolar disorder and alcoholism.
Yeah, and drugs. A few years ago, she did the Broadway show, which became a special on HBO or Showtime.
That's right.
Wishful Drinking.
That's right.
I watched the whole thing. I watched it twice, actually. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Even the title is so very her, and if you see her sort of speak, she just recently started writing. She only wrote three of them, I guess, of advice columns for The Guardian in London, and her last one that I think was just published a couple of months ago was kind of addressed this issue with a reader who was talking about alcoholism and drug abuse and bipolar disorder, and she was always so brave and funny about it. She did a great, you know, there's such a treasure trove, Steve, on the internet of her previous interviews on Letterman and things in the like the 80s and to my mind the early 90s was really a great time for her. And then she did, like, in 2009 she did a very funny AFI roast of George Lucas that is spot on and hilarious, and she comes out and says she's an alcoholic and is really right there. It's such a loss to have her gone. It's really so sad, so young too.
George Lucas said, and I quote, "Carrie and I have been friends most of our adult lives. She was extremely smart, a talented actress, writer, and comedian with a very colorful personality that everyone loved." The script writing part, she actually worked in Hollywood as a bumping up scripts and stuff and going over them and making them better. And oftentimes, I heard today, she might not have gotten credit.
Yeah, she didn't. You know, for a lot of them, both TV and in films, TV, she did things for the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Lucas had hired her for that. But even everything from Sister Act to things like, you know, Last Action Hero or My Girl or The Out of Towners, like she was sort of, people knew they could go to her, and Hollywood is filled with people like that. And she didn't want the credit. She obviously, you know, was in it for the money and a little bit of the knowledge that obviously that wit that we were just talking about made it onto the screen in some way, shape or form, even in projects that maybe were beneath her or something. But they were ultimately, like, I mean, in a way you sort of feel like the movies in American culture was even better with her in it, even when we didn't know she was contributing, you know, even when we didn't know she was there, she was making it better for us. Which is such a special thing, and to speak as somebody who I did grow up with Star Wars, you know, I was 10 when I saw that movie. This is sort of an interesting passing for those that these movies are now back. She filmed the, remember, have you read about that? She filmed the next one.
Yeah.
Yep. She finished it in July.
Yeah, so, and it's the number eight or something, and it comes, it's coming out a year from now.
Yep, a year from now. That's Star Wars Episode 8. So she'll be in that. How they deal with it after that, I don't know. She was, you know, they were kind of hoping to get her in all three of these ones.
Well, so you know, they've had dead people in Star Wars before. Mike was just pointing it out. Who's the guy that's pretty famous?
Peter Cushing. In fact, oddly enough, and I'm sure I haven't read what she said about it, but she certainly, you know, gave it her okay. The younger version of Carrie shows up in this new Star Wars that's in theaters now, in Rogue One, which I wasn't nuts about, but I think it's okay. But it's actually one of the best moments in the movie. I'm not spoiling anything for anybody. At the very end, they computer generate a 1977 19-year-old Carrie Fisher from that first movie to bring in there, and the audience erupts. They love it, and I think it sort of shows not only what that character means to sci-fi movies and movies in general, but what Carrie Fisher meant to pop culture and American movies. She'll be missed. She was really terrific.
All right, here's a good one. Mike just pointed this out. Our friend Gabe Moline from KQED posted a quote from Carrie Fisher today. When she was asked how she got the role on Star Wars, she said, and I quote, "I slept with some nerd. Hopefully it was George Lucas. I took too many drugs to remember."
She's hilarious. And have you, the time that she was talking about, because that gold bikini, which, again, you know, to be a teenager in 1983 when she shows up in that gold bikini in Return of the Jedi, and then she was in the cover of Rolling Stone that same summer of 83. It was really one to remember. But she, of course, always mocked it and always said it was horrible. And apparently Lucas told her that she can't, you know, wear a bra in the first Star Wars because there's no underwear in space. So she would.
That's an excuse I've used before. Really, honey?
Really? In outer space, there's no underwear, so why not here? And she jokingly said, you know, she wanted people to say in her obituary that's how she died, was like being strangled by the bra, because the bra would expand or something in space, which was one of the reasons that Lucas had given her, that she didn't have to wear underwear in the first Star Wars. And so she gave him the business for that, and jokingly said, I hope that's how it, what it says in my obituary is that I choked on a space bra or something. She was such a funny wit and so wry about stuff. That gold dress, by the way, that gold bikini that she wore sold, I guess, for $96,000 a couple years ago, which shows how much affection people have for her and, I guess, that gold bikini. But she was terrific and way too young. And the first of this Star Wars team to go, it was really, it's really sad. Really a sad day.
Well, thanks for taking the time, my brother. We will talk soon.
You got it, pal. Take care.
All right, bye. New York film critic and Drive Hall of Famer Joe Neumeier.